When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Is your body stiff and achy? Bones in the body start getting thinner after 40, but taking the right steps now can help with prevention of back pain and joint stiffness later on. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. A joint is any place in the body where two bones meet and are held together by connective tissues. As we age, our joints lose some of the fluid that lubricate them. We have around 350 joints in our body, which results in a lot of maintenance. Joint pain can significantly impact your overall quality of life, from basic tasks like walking through the grocery store or bending to pick up a dropped item, to the important moments in life like playing golf with friends or keeping up with your grandchildren. So here are the steps that could make your joint health easier. Regular, low-impact exercise, such as walking, yoga, stretching, or swimming, can keep joints healthy and improve their range of motion. Even simple switches in your daily routine, like parking a bit further away from the grocery store entrance or taking the dog for a walk around the neighborhood. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. Kevin Will.
Templeton Feed and Grain raises over $400,000 for recovery. Two Templeton CSD seats open for November election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. On July 4th, 2025, a fire destroyed much of the grain silo for the Templeton Feed and Grain building. Since then, the community has rallied support for the German family in its pursuit to recover and rebuild the longtime local business. Community events, fundraisers, auctions, sponsorships, and individual donations has led to a total of $455,000 raised for the Feed and Grain after processing fees. The demolition of the storefront was also completed in February 2026. Marking the final removal of the structure lost in the fire. Attention will now shift to rebuilding the structure of the business. Plans are underway for a new storefront. While the poured-in-place concrete facade, dating to 1912, could not be preserved due to structural limitations, the newly designed is expected to reflect the historic look and footprint of the original building. Rick German, Templeton Feed and Grain co-owner, expressed his appreciation to all who rallied resources and support. The Templeton CSD has two open seats for this November election. The CSD is an independent government agency that provides water, sewer, fire, and emergency services, solid waste, parks and recreation, and other limited services for 8,000 residents in the Templeton area. The board of directors is made up of five persons, with meetings once a month on the third Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. The only requirement is for a potential board member is that the individual must be registered that resides within CSD boundaries. The nomination period to file declaration of candidacy forms for this November election will be July 13th through August 7th. 12-year-old on an e-bike sustains major injuries in collision. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. A 12-year-old child was injured this weekend during an incident involving a vehicle and an e-bike. The San Luis Obispo Police Department says it occurred on Saturday, May 9th at about 4:30 p.m. at Duval Park near Spooner Drive in Welsh Court. Police found the injured child at the site on an electric bike, not wearing a helmet at the time of the collision. The child sustained major injuries and was treated at a local hospital before being flown out of the area due to the significant nature of their injuries, the department says. The child has undergone several surgeries and is currently in stable condition in an out-of-area trauma center. The involved vehicle is a driver of San Luis Obispo County, operating with the investigation. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will begin its prescribed burns with Camp Roberts, National Guard Base, and Air Pollution Control Agencies today. Burns will go from May 13th through May 15th, then again May 20th through the 22nd. These burns are part of a specialized training program for CAL FIRE personnel from across the state. Residents in the San Miguel area, northwestern Paso Robles, and surrounding areas should expect to see smoke during training operations. A reminder that prescribed burns are also scheduled to occur through May 21st near Camp Roberts as well, with the largest proposed to occur on the 19th, up to 12,000 acres. The annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Paso Robles District Cemetery will be held Monday, May 25th at 11 a.m. The day will feature a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, an invocation, guest speaker CSM Irma Ortiz, Command Sergeant Major 223rd Regiment RTI of Camp San Luis Obispo. The celebration will feature patriotic songs, the national anthem, and a closing prayer, followed by the Camp Roberts Honor Guard and U.S. Army Signal activity, concluding with a raising of the flag. A reminder that Atascadero's commemoration for Memorial Day will also be May 25th at the Faces of Freedom Memorial, starting at 11 a.m. This event will include a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, colors accompanied by pipes and drum corps through the Welcome Home Military Flag Line, and a barbecue by the Kiwanis. CHP has released the identity of a man killed in a crash this past weekend on Nacimiento Lake Drive. According to a release from CHP, the deceased passenger is 48-year-old Paso Robles resident Matthew Baumgartner. Baumgartner was in the back passenger seat of a 2015 Chevrolet Camaro driven by 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate, who was arrested on suspicion of DUI that evening. Pate was driving at an unknown speed, and for unknown reasons, the vehicle veered off the road, prompting Pate to overcorrect and collide with a tree. The front passenger, 41-year-old Matt Garcia of Paso Robles, also sustained major injuries. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 6-2, the Cardinals over the Athletics 6-4, the Brewers beat the Padres 6-4, the Guardians over the Angels 3-2, the Yankees beat the Orioles 6-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Dodgers, the Athletics will go against the Cardinals, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In California news, online seller eBay, founded in California, rejected a $56 billion takeover from GameStop, saying the proposal was neither credible nor attractive. GameStop, a national gaming retailer, said that its 1,600 U.S. stores could become drop-off and shipping locations as a way to compete with Amazon. eBay's response said they are confident in being a strong, resilient business. Governor Gavin Newsom has appointed Rohit Chopra, former director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, to lead a new state agency focused on consumer protections and business regulations. Chopra formerly served in the federal level, but clashed with Donald Trump and GOP representatives. California State University campus trustees voted unanimously on allowing three-year bachelor degree programs. Three new types of degrees were introduced: a Bachelor of Education for aspiring teachers, Bachelor of Professional Studies targeting employees pursuing managerial positions, and Bachelor of Applied Studies for students with vocational or technical training. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County, with two locations: on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. According to information compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, March exports of U.S. pork were among the largest on record, concluding a very strong first quarter. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom.
285,000 metric tons, which is the third largest volume ever, and actually the second largest value record at a little over $800 million. So broad-based growth, not only in the Western Hemisphere with Mexico and Central America, but it was good to see Asia contribute. And actually, for the whole quarter, Japan's had a good quarter, including the month of March, with growth of almost 20%. And then you look at, you know, another solid month and quarter for Korea as well.
As for beef exports,
the beef variety meat side continues to be strong, a new record high, $135 million exported on the beef side in March. You look at the countries contributing, this is the other thing. It's not just one or two countries on the beef variety meats. It's Japan, it's Mexico, it's Korea, it's places like Peru, Colombia, and the Philippines. The other thing that we look at indicator-wise there is on the value, even though we may not have as much volume as we would like, the value continues to grow. over $450 per head for every animal slaughtered. So that's the highest in 12 months.
Which he attributes to market diversification.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Cord Blund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will make available up to $9 million to fund the removal of cling peach orchards by growers whose long-term contracts with Del Monte Foods were voided following the company's bankruptcy and the closure of its cannery in Modesto. In business for 139 years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's cling peaches last year. The funding from USDA will support the removal of up to 420,000 cling peach trees, or approximately 3,000 acres. We are grateful for the swift action taken to protect peach growers, the peach industry, their families, and the rural communities that depend on this industry, Rich Hudgens, president and CEO of the California Canning Peach Association, said in a statement. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 80s Friday, mid 80s on Saturday and Sunday, low 80s Monday, mid 80s on Tuesday, 87 a week from today. Currently it is 55 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow lost ground at the open. The NASDAQ and S&P were higher, then the S&P turned lower. The producer price index for the year ending in April rose 6%, suggesting inflation at the wholesale level is much higher than anticipated. Chip stocks are rallying. NVIDIA shares up 2%. Its CEO Jensen Huang is part of the delegation in China with President Trump. Amazon shares are flat. Amazon is now using Alexa to help you buy things. Previously, it was handled by its Rufus service. Amazon says it will bring together the Rufus product expertise and Amazon shopping history for the new Alexa for Shopping. Walmart shares are narrowly lower. It is laying off or relocating about 1,000 corporate workers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
Email it to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition.
Here I come to save the day. That means that
the morning exchange
is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right,
the morning exchange
will join the fight. On the sea or on the land,
KPRL
get the situation well in hand.
All righty. Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Eric is in for Karen, and he'll be interviewing a couple of folks about what's going on with the voter information guide. And those included will be Chuck Bell, the attorney, and then County Clerk Recorder candidates Vanessa Rosa and Gaia Powell. You remember her historic interview several weeks ago with Karen. So that will be quite the thrill. All right, Mr. Garcia, first a couple of things here. We're going to do some clarifications. There are approximately, according to people that do this, they call them cheese experts. There are over 1,800 distinct cheese varieties.
I believe it.
Okay, so that's for clarification. And also, according to this, a newborn baby typically uses 280 to 360 diapers per month during their first few weeks, averaging 10 to 12 changes daily. And obviously this number decreases to roughly about 300 a month at 2 to 4 months and settles around 5 to 8 daily after 6 months. Some probably wear them for years. Anyway, so just some information for a little bit of clarification. All right, what else do we have going on? Well, another nice national story for Planet Fitness. Now, it was a few weeks ago, the one in Arroyo Grande. What was it? Around 50 women were being or had been photographed in the tanning booths. Some partially closed, others naked. And now and I told you a couple of stories about what happened in Planet Fitness here over the last several years with a couple of members not happy about the company policy. However, the company policy, it's there for you to read. And when you sign up and so forth, you probably should read it. Because a lady in New Hampshire says Planet Fitness canceled her membership after she reported a man in the locker room. And the policy, it's in black and white. It's in black and white. And she claims that when she went up and talked to a staff member about it, and they said that the staff could do nothing because it was company policy. And this lady referred to the man in the lady's bathroom as creepy. And then she confronted the, well, I shouldn't say confronted, she raised the issue again 4 days later with another staff member because she had safety concerns, and the employee called her transphobic. Well, eventually she was canceled. They canceled her membership. They called her, the gym's manager called her to tell her that her membership had been canceled for a policy violation. Now, okay, she should have known the policy to begin with, but, and I realize that the people behind the desks, you know, they do what they're told, but they probably should have said, ma'am, maybe I can have you talk to the manager and look over and make sure you understand the policy that you, the agreement you signed with the policy, and then if you have any other questions, but... Anyway, hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, right here in our local gym here in town, what's the one over there by the market? I think you go there. The they have the, that the one that says No Judgment Zone.
Yeah, that's Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness. A friend of mine was a member there, and he was working out, and as he was walking by the restroom, he saw a male come out of the restroom, obviously a male trying to look like a female. And he walked up to the desk and asked about it, and they said right away, before he had a chance to go further, he said, "This is a no-judgment zone, sir. You've made a judgment. Your membership is now canceled."
Well, it's happened to two people that I know of there.
Right.
Regarding that issue.
Yeah, I think that's really, really wrong.
Well, the lady that was canceled at the gym here in Paso Robles, what she did is she went in to ask about having the sign put up that male cleaning the female bathroom, like they have, you know, because that's happened over the years. It would be a sign saying female cleaning the men's room. All right, so you know what you're going into because they're just doing their job.
I think men would have less problem with that than women having a guy in their place. I mean, that's just me, perhaps.
No, I agree with you, but because she questioned that and said, well, you know, you should put at least you could do is put up a sign to warn us, and they would have no part of it, and they canceled her membership.
Right. Right, and then maybe she didn't want to go back there anymore anyway because of that. But by the same token, that's a pretty radical format, especially is at the height of wokeness, I guess I think I would say.
Well, that's their inclusion, and again, that is their policy. I'm not defending the policy. I'm just, you know, if you're going to go up and raise holy hell about something, you better make sure that you know what you're talking about.
Well, this guy didn't raise hell. He just asked about it.
I'm just saying that as in general. If you're going to go up and, you know, present a complaint or something like that, make sure you know what you're doing. That's all.
Well, what do you mean, know what you're doing? He knew what he was doing. He's asking questions. But I
he didn't have a full understanding of
the policy, I guess you might say.
That's what I mean. Read the policy. If the policy says that, you know, they allow this stuff, then what argument do you have?
None, I guess. I guess you just got to go someplace else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Now, again, the staff could have said, ma'am, I'll have you talk to the manager, or could have said to her, have you looked at the policy that you signed when you joined the gym? Instead of, according to her, calling her transphobic.
Right. I don't know if it's transphobic. It was, I don't know, I guess you could say transphobic. I just think it's uncomfortable for some people in that situation. You need to find another place to work out.
I think there's also things known as common decency and common sense.
I don't disagree.
We've seen
to have lost common sense as a misnomer. It's not all that common.
Well, I think we've lost common decency as well.
Yeah.
You know, again, I didn't get to this yesterday, and I'm only using this as an example because he's a high-profile person. There was protesters up in, I think it was in Seattle or someplace, with Cash Patel outside the hotel where him and his girlfriend were staying. And you know why he was there? He was there to, he was a pallbearer in his friend's funeral.
Okay,
now, what kind of animals would harass somebody who's going to attend a funeral of their friend?
Well, you had that church group that was doing that for a while. Remember that?
Yeah, they were doing it. Some soldiers who were being buried.
Yeah, because the military was accepting transgender people.
And so that's part of the decency that we've lost.
Right.
You know, what term can you use for people like that?
Rigid. Non-conforming and what's the word for someone who will think it's my way or the highway?
Well, that depends on what the circumstances are with my way or the highway.
Right.
But, I mean, interfering with somebody's, you know, such as a funeral and something like that, I mean, that's a dirtbag.
Yeah.
People that do things like that are dirtbags.
Well, my experience with my family members who are in that woke category, we'll call it, My biggest complaint is their condescending attitude. We're obviously too stupid to understand how wrong we are. And I find that particularly offensive. Or unenlightened, I guess we are.
Well, I've never believed just because it's blood that you have to accept them.
No, I don't. It's just that's the attitude. I don't really have that conversation with people who are not in my family. I try not to. But when family members I've known for years come out with these viewpoints, we try to have a discussion, and it doesn't go anywhere. Except that I'm wrong, or I'm not enlightened enough to understand how the world is changing.
Well,
not all change is good.
Well, again, there are ways to avoid those conversations.
Just the only way I can think of is not to have them.
Well, that's one. The other is not to encounter them.
Well, it's kind of hard when it's thrown in your face in a situation when you're involved in.
Well, okay. All right, Doc. Well,
just my thought. That's my thought for the day. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you. You too. 238-5775-238 KPRL. Let's see. We got this here. Well, there was a call, so yeah, the line is open. 238-5775-238 KPRL. So anyway, she and the other thing on this story is that they canceled her. But she tried to go back because she saw on her whatever the app and so forth and so on that she had been paid up through for at least the half of the month. And she went back and was told to leave. And she said, well, I want a refund. And again, according to her, the manager said, you're not getting a refund. So she continued to do her thing. And then the police called. The police were called. And told her that she cannot be on the property and so forth. The refund, because I don't know if she had the $10 membership or the $20 membership, but that's monthly. She believes that the policy is unfair to women. Okay, again, I am not defending Planet Fitness here, but if you don't like the policy and you think it's unfair, maybe you can have some people contact Planet Fitness at their corporate and do something about it, or simply don't join the gym. That's your decision. Their policy is what their policy is. That's not hard to figure out. And you know what? Even without reading the policy, you might want to look at what their slogan is. Judgment-free zone. Judgment-free zone, which, by the way, at least the one here in Paso, their rules are all over the place. They have signs up there, you're not supposed to wear this, you're not supposed to wear that, et cetera, et cetera. People are walking in with sandals on and working out. People are walking in with the sleeveless, the muscle shirts that they're not supposed to. Management does nothing about it. So if you really want to maybe, and I don't know what, obviously, they want in New Hampshire, but I've been to enough of them around the country. Florida, Connecticut, Kentucky, and Maryland and Delaware. And I don't see the abuse of the rules as far as the clothing as much as I see here in Paso Robles. So maybe if you wanted to, you know, bring up, well, policy, well, what about the policy with this? You don't enforce that. I think they're a little bit more delicate and less willing to accept somebody who's going to challenge a male walking into a lady's bathroom. That would be more acceptable than if you went to complain about somebody wearing sandals. I mean, I even see people in there where they take off their shoes and socks and work out, which is dangerous. But number one, they don't do anything about it. They don't do anything about it. Again, that's selective. Let's see here. On the email, funny how he brought up unwanted political conversations with me in the past, calling me a liberal, which may be more left-leaning, but I don't throw it in people's face, just saying two sides to every story, right? Well, no, it depends on what side you're on. If you're on this side, you're wrong. If you're on this side, you're right. That's it. It's what's the saying that drives me up the wall? As a matter of fact, the gentleman did a song about, not it, but the song, he just passed away, Dave Mason, we disagree or, you know, agree to disagree. Oh, you're wrong. that's pretty damn simple. All right. Let's see here. What else there was out there on, the membership. So we'll see where this goes. I don't know if she'll do anything or just simply go to another club and so forth, which will be more expensive. So anyway, okay. So here is something we talked about this. We have talked about this billionaire tax in California. And, you know, again, this is assets. It's just not net worth. This is, you know, hand-me-downs, and I don't mean, you know, junk, you know, from family or inherited, whatever it may be. This is total assets. Now, there won't be enough of that, but did you know, because we're not that far away from this place, at least on when you look at a map, Washington State, I wonder how many people are aware of this. Because this could be coming to you. If you remember when we were talking about the billionaire tax last week, a guy, I forget if he texted or he called in talking about, well, they're going to drop the guidelines for the billionaire, and it's, you know, it's going to be a lower level income people that are going to get the same type of tax on net worth. Well, guess what? Already doing that in Washington. They passed the millionaire tax, and it was signed on March 30th. And it's the state's first ever income tax pushed by progressives and obviously opposed by conservatives. So just something to be aware of, and I don't know if it'll be too late for you to have a conversation for which a higher percentage of Californians are in favor of this billionaire tax. It ain't just stopping at billionaires, folks. It ain't. It'll come down to the lower threshold of millionaires. All right, we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A 12-year-old child was injured this weekend during an incident involving a vehicle and an e-bike. San Luis Obispo Police Department says it occurred on Saturday, May 9th at about 4:30 p.m. at Duval Park near Spooner Drive and Welsh Court. The child sustained major injuries and has gone through several surgeries. They're currently in stable condition. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will begin its prescribed burns with Camp Roberts National Guard Base and Air Pollution Control Agencies today. Burns will go through May 15th, then start once again May 20th through the 22nd. Residents in the San Miguel area, northwestern Paso Robles, and surrounding areas should expect to see smoke during training operations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump landed in Beijing to a red carpet welcomed by chanting Chinese youth, waving red China and U.S. flags. Fox's Aisha Hosni on the summit with President Xi.
The president says that trade is top of mind during this historic summit in Beijing with President Xi. However, he does have a plan to have a long talk about Iran.
We have a lot of things to discuss. I wouldn't say Iran is one of them, to be honest with you, because we have Iran very much under control.
And China wants Trump to lower its 10% tariff. President Trump getting tucked in at a secure resort near the U.S. embassy for the night. As the Senate plans to vote on the War Powers Resolution to limit the president's military power on Iran, FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry has resigned after ruffling feathers of industry execs, vaping lobbyists, and anti-abortion groups trying to kill the abortion pill. America's listening to Fox.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Turning out mostly sunny, 80, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. And for your Thursday, we'll be in the low 80 range, and then mid-80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, low to mid-80s Monday, mid-80s Tuesday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, bingo, both sides, 6 a.m., 8 p.m. We are now at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks community. All right, we're getting close, folks. It is coming up this Saturday. The Family Praise and Workshop presents free clothing giveaway. Again, this Saturday from 9 until 2. Free clothing for everyone to enjoy. Come find a blessing in your size. That's at the Templeton Community Center, 601 South Main Street. 601 South Main Street this Saturday. Also, a deadline is coming up for the 2026 Summer Adult Softball League. Season includes 10 league games and postseason playoffs for top four teams in the division. The league starts June 1st. Mixed league starts on the 28th of this month. So, need to get, by the way, all games are played at Barney Schwartz Park, of course. And if you don't have a team, you can visit pasosoftball.org to join the free agent list and make sure you put in your demands as well. And need to get this done because the deadline is coming up. All righty, and have fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The right choice, KPRL, 6 minutes away from 8.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, don't forget the event is coming up the 19th. That's week from yesterday. Week from yesterday. Get ready. What day is Wednesday? We have leading off Marlene Thomason, Sandy Holstead McCullough, Douglas Dobrennan, Aileen Alamas, Kurt Lewis. We have Dolly Vanderlip, Christina Fuchs, Debbie May, Deanna Hendy, Adam Scantini, Sandra Diamond, Ken Roberts, Lacey Atkins, James Franklin, Dale Matos, Don Hoffman, Easton Ware, and Jim and Karen Buckman. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to all. On my right-hand side, who do we have? Country duo Johnny and Jackwell, Johnny Wright, 1914-2011. One of the greatest boxers of all time, the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, 1914-1981. Maude B. Arthur, 1922-2009. Onward, catcher, good one with the Bums and others, Johnny Roseborough, 1933-2002. Harvey Keitel, not a bad actor, 1939. Richie Valens, La Bamba and others, 1941-1959. Oh man, this lady could sing. Yes, indeed. My Guy and others. Mary Wells, 1943-1992. From the Jay Giles Band, Danny Klein, bass player, 1946. I'm trying to keep going on here. Manager and baseball player and a hell of an athlete, all-around athlete, Bobby Valentine, 1950. Stevie Wonder, 1950. From Roxy Music, Paul Thompson, the drummer, 1951. Alan Ball, the screenwriter of American Beauty and True Blonde and others, 1957. The Worm, Dennis Rodman, basketball, 1961. Everybody's favorite, Stephen Colbert, 1964. Laura White, she's a country singer, 1965. Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish guy and country artist now, 1966. And continuing on the list today, we have, very good question, Neil Hopkins, the actor, 1977. Pretty good hoopster, University of Arizona, and played in the NBA. Mike Bibby, son of Henry, 1978. Good pitcher for a few years out of the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons. And with the A's and the Giants, Barry Zito, 1978. From Maroon 5, Mickey Madden, bass player, 1979. And who else do we have on the list here? Candace King, the actress, 1987. And, Morgan Wallen, country singer, 1993. All righty. Passing away on this day. Let's see, checking the time as we go down the list. I'm looking for my, what I call my death list. Doris von Kappelhorf. You know her as Doris Day. Lived up the coast here, up in the Big Sur area. She passed away in 2019. The inventor of the modern drive-in theater, my goodness, Richard Hollingshead. He died in 1975. Oh, man, Haas Cartwright, Dan Blocker, had that heart attack in 1972. Margot Kidder, I didn't know she passed away. Well, she did so in 2018. Dr. Joyce Brothers, 2013. Also passing away, Sergeant York, High Noon, and others. Gary Cooper, 1961. Cyrus McCormick, the Reaper guy, 1884. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list. It was one of the most famous fights in boxing history, the Joe Louis Max Schmeling. They had the two fights. And at the end of the life of Joe Louis, Max Schmeling, the Germany, the Joe Louis, because he had some financial issues, and the United States government, they were taxing some of the money that he helped raise for the war effort. He ran into trouble with the IRS, and there were some other things he got into trouble for regarding the IRS. But anyway, some people helped him out, and his funeral was paid for in part by Max Schmeling, the German boxer, who was also a pallbearer. And Ronald Reagan waived the eligibility rules for burial at Arlington National Cemetery. And Joe Louis was buried there in April of 1981 with full military honors. An amazing career. Joe Louis to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. CHP has released the identity of a man killed in a crash this past weekend on Nacimiento Lake Drive. According to the release, the deceased passenger was 48-year-old Paso Robles resident Matthew Baumgardner. He was the back passenger seat of a vehicle driven by 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate, who was arrested on suspicion of DUI that evening. The annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Paso Robles District Cemetery will be held Monday, May 25th at 11 a.m. The event will include a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, an invocation, guest speakers, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Joe Louis reigned as world heavyweight champion from 1937 until his temporary retirement in 1949. He was victorious 25 consecutive title defenses. That's a record for all weight classes. Yeah, the longest single reign of any champion in boxing history. Joe Louis was 66 when he passed away in 1981. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.